Let's recap the CMT Awards show in 95.3 seconds.
Welcome to the 2024 CMT Awards.
And the winner is Carly Pearce featuring Chris Stapleton. We don't fight anymore.
Fans. God bless you, bless your music fans.
And the winner is Ashley Cook, your place.
I just won a CMT Award. Oh my God. Thank you guys so much. Have a good night.
And the winner is Warren Ziders.
Pretty Little Poison.
God is good all the time, ladies and gentlemen.
The recipient of the first ever June Carter Cash Humanitarian Award, Trisha Yearwood.
My challenge to all of us is to not just say it, but let's actually go out there and do it. Thank you.
And the winner is Jelly Roll.
You have changed my life in every way I would have never thought my life could be changed.
And the winner is Dan and Shay. Save me the trouble.
Thank you to the fans for voting. Fan voted awards always mean that much more. We love you guys.
For male video of the year,
the winner is Jelly Roll. Need a favor.
I couldn't believe it. Y'all gave me a chance last year. I came back this year on fire, baby. I'm having one of the greatest nights of my life.
This girl is having a moment. Come on back here, Lainey Wilson.
It's just about telling a story, and thank y'all so much for letting me do that with this video. God bless y'all.
The Video of the Year Award. Oh, my God. Jelly Roll, come on up here.
Billy Bob Thornton just gave me my third trophy of the night, y'all. Gail King, I'm going to be a little late in the morning because we're going to party, Austin. Let's go.
Did you guys have fun tonight? Do we love this CMT Award? Second year in Austin.
There you go. We just recapped 3 hours into 95.3 seconds for you.
That's all you need to know. It was a really fun night. There were a couple of things that obviously need discussion, including that Toby Keith tribute. But first and foremost, Jelly Roll got to kind of cap off an entire year that was transformative for him in his own life and in the realm of country music as well, because the context to last night was that it marked one full year of him being kind of on the map. He performed, Need a Favor?
Yep.
Last year at the CMTs, and then a full year of running that song and becoming the guy that we know and love right now, and he won 3 CMTs last night.
And I think I realized the reason people are gravitating to Jelly Roll is because he is so human, and he shares his real side, and this is a great example of it.
This is a moment I want to take to thank the fans for everything they have done for me. I want to thank God. I want to thank my beautiful wife and my daughter at home. 1 year ago, I was invited to perform at my first award show, and I walked on this stage and I sing Need a Favor for the first time on national television right here. And what I'm emotional about is in that last year, you have changed my life in every way I would have never thought my life could be changed.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. It's his emotion. He breaks down. He's showing a real side of him.
Well, and like you can tell how much it all means to him, right? This isn't some ho-hum thing. If a megastar who's been around for decades wins a CMT, sometimes even if they win a CMA or an ACM, they're like, well, thanks to the fans. This is awesome. I'm going to go backstage now. Jelly Roll, every time he gets on the stage, every time he wins something, you really feel like you're getting a part of him when he talks to you. And that's like a super rare one-to-one connection that he can make with somebody through a TV screen.
And I'm going to tell you, the song Need a Favor is darn good, too. You got to have a good song because it all starts with a song.
So
that's very cool stuff.
Jelly Roll, the big winner.
Yep.
The big loser last night, I'll say it, was the Toby Keith tribute.
I thought it fell a little short.
Yeah, I thought it did too. Yeah.
You got to know the words of the song if you're going to sing it.
Roger Clemens being there was an interesting choice.
Sammy Hagar was like, okay, I guess, you know, it works because they partied a lot.
Right. Okay. Yeah. But to your point, Brooks and Dunn didn't know the words to the biggest song of the 1990s.
Kicks Brooks more than Ronnie. Ronnie, I think, knew the words. I think it was Kix Brooks who I think. Did he screw that up? I think he screwed that up.
Wait, did he just wrong. Say ride and rope instead of rope and ride? It was little things like that. Lainey kind of saved it, when she came on stage and performed.
Great. Lainey saves anything she walks on.
That's very true.
Her performance was so natural, so easy, so like effortless. It was amazing. She just glided across the stage.
Are you in trance?
Oh my gosh. I love Fringe. In fact, we're making a road trip to Boot Barn today for Fringe. Anything with Fringe on it at Boot Barn.